Let us pray together. We come to the altar now. Lord Jesus, you are calling us to come. This is your invitation. And thank you, Father God, that your arms are open wide. We come with our brokenness. Friends, I want to give you a moment to bring your prayers before the Lord. Bring your knees before Him. You will experience His power today. Tell them what you need. And tell them that you need His help. Okay, right now, right here, bring your prayers to Him. And now, let us conclude by saying the Lord's Prayer together. And remember to emphasize the prayer where it says, Father, give us today our daily bread. Let's pray. Father in heaven, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen, amen, amen. Before coming to Edmonton in 2007, my wife, our two young children, Johanna and Joshua, we were in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I was pastoring a church, and Jesus Christ began saying, hey, I want you to go and start a new church because I have compassion upon the people of Edmonton. So go and lead them to Jesus. But at the time, we felt the call, but we felt so powerless because Edmonton back then was a city of 1 million people and only 6% was a professing Christian. And we felt like, Lord Jesus, we want to obey you, but we felt like we don't have enough time, we don't have enough resources, we don't have enough money, and we certainly didn't have partners, people. We didn't know anyone here. We felt like we needed God's power to do His miracle here. Have you felt that way recently? Have you felt where you had a need in your life and you felt like, I need God's power? This is almost a miracle. I can't do this on my own. Have you felt recently you saw a need around you? Maybe your family members or your neighbors around the city, and you feel like, I need God's power to do this mission impossible. It's going to take a miracle. Have you ever felt that way? And maybe you felt like how we felt. You don't have enough money. You don't have enough time. You don't have enough resources. You don't have enough energy. Here's what I believe. I believe that if you want God's power, if you need God's power, then surrender your power. This morning, we're going to wrap up our current series in the book of Mark, and we're going to ask the question once again, who is this man Jesus? And the answer we find in the book of Mark today is this, Jesus is the power of God. Would you join me in a prayer? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, by your Holy Spirit, open our eyes that we may see Jesus. Open our ears that we may hear Jesus. Open our hearts that we may encounter Jesus. And open our hands that we may serve Jesus now. In His name we pray. Amen. Now let's read together God's word. It's from Mark chapter 6. Hear the word of the Lord. Verse 30. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time, it was late in the day. So his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take more than half a year's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" "How many loaves do you have?" he asked. "Go and see." When they found out, they said, "Five and two fish." Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups in the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. When you need God's power, surrender your power. When you need God's miracle, surrender your power. God has a plan for you and me and for Mosaic House Church. So let's, for the remaining time, figure out what that looks like that we surrender our power so that God's work, God's power may manifest in and through us. Number one, it means embracing Jesus' compassion. Verse 32 to 33. When they got on the boat and went to the other side, so that distance across the lake was about 4 miles. As they were sailing, people who saw them leave, they ran around the lake on foot. Why? Because they were so hungering and thirsting for Jesus' teachings and his miracles and his power. So when they got there and when Jesus saw them, guess what he felt? The verse says he had compassion on them. Verse 34, when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. Friends, that word compassion in the Greek language, it means to moved in the heart, to be afflicted in the gut. When Jesus saw this crowd coming to him because he saw these people, a whole bunch of them, they were like sheep without a shepherd. And his heart went out to them. Friends, the first thing we got to do is this. We embrace Jesus' compassion for ourselves. When Jesus sees you and me today, when you are in this dire need of having God's power in your life, you need God to intervene and perform a miracle, whether it be your finances, whether it be in your marriages, whether it be in your schools, whether it be in your relationships, whether it be your emotional anxiety. Jesus says, "I want you to know how I feel. I want you to feel how I feel towards you." And how does he feel? He doesn't condemn you. He does not reject you. He has compassion on you. He says, "My heart is afflicted because of you, because you are like sheep without a shepherd." Friends, that is very comforting at the same time. It is offensive. Let me explain. Sheep are dumb animals. They can't do anything else on their own. Sheep can't feed themselves. Sheep can't clean themselves. If sheep fall on the ground, the shepherd has to come and lift them up. You see, sheep absolutely, categorically depend on the kindness, the compassion of the shepherd. And that's what Jesus is saying. Without me, you are like sheep. You are dumb. You are lost. You need me. While this is comforting, this is also convicting. We need to realize that. Lord Jesus, apart from you, I'm just like a dumb sheep. I need you. Now that is what it means to embrace Jesus' compassion. And when you embrace his compassion, the second thing happens, which is this. You begin to see other people around you with Jesus' compassion. When you see your family members or your friends or the needs of the city. You have compassion. You are cut through the heart. You are moved in your gut. And you want to do something about that. You want to do something about that because Jesus has compassion on you and upon our city. So that's the first thing. Second thing is this. We receive Jesus' authority. You see, in verse 6 of chapters, verse 7 of Mark chapter 6, here's what we read. Calling the 12 to him, this is Jesus, he began to send them out two by two and gave them what? Authority. Authority. The Greek word is exousia. It sounds very authoritarian or authoritative rather. It means Jesus is giving the disciples the power to act. And this power is not their own. It is power that is given to them from Jesus Christ himself. So we receive his authority to make a difference in our world, in our lives, in the lives of our loved ones, and so forth and so on. It's not our might. It's not our doing. It requires the authority, exousia, of Jesus Christ in our lives. The disciples went with Jesus' authority, and they did the following things. They performed miracles, just like Jesus, because it's his power. They healed the sick with Jesus' authority, just like Jesus. And they taught the kingdom of God, just like Jesus, because they received the authority of Jesus Christ. Now, in the story, okay, the disciples came to Jesus and said, "It's very late, Lord. Send these people away. They're hungry. Let them rest." Jesus says, "They're hungry. You give them something to eat." Now, in the Greek language in which this was written, the emphasis falls on the subject. You give them something to eat. I think this was a test. As if, "Hey, disciples, I gave you authority already. And you just returned and reported to me all the good things that you had done and taught. You have still the same authority, exousia, in you. You have the power to meet the needs of the crowd." Okay? Now, they said, "Oh Lord, there are 5,000 men." Now, in the Gospel of John, in the same story account, John adds this information. 5,000 men, but there are also women and children. So let's be conservative. 5,000 times 3, okay? Wife, children, we're talking about 15,000 or 20,000 people. And they said, "It's going to take a miracle. We don't have the kind of resources. We need God's power. We don't have the money for that. We don't have resources for that. And we certainly don't have the energy for it." And Jesus says, "You give them something to eat." Friends, they just performed all these amazing miracles already, and they so soon forget that they still have the same authority. I wonder if that's true for you and me. As you and I face the challenges of our day, and we are saying, "We don't have the time, we don't have the money, we don't have the resources." But Christ says to you, "Hey, I've given you, my disciples, my followers, you, Christians today, the same exousia, same authority." Isn't it true that Christ has done miracles in the past with his authority? And we already forgot. We already forgot what that was like. It's as if Christ is reminding us, "Remember the authority I have given you. Remember what I had done, what I had performed previously in the past." So as you deal with the today's challenges and you are saying, "We don't have the money, we don't have the tools, we don't have the resources and the time," Christ says, "Remember that you have received my authority. Exercise that." So we embrace his compassion, we receive his authority, and third, we invest Jesus' resources. Christ says, "Hey, go out and find out what you can find." They come back and they say, "Lord, we found 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Okay? Now, in John's gospel, it was a lunch of a young boy. Okay? It's as if his mama gave this young son a lunch. not five loaves as in this big bread. The Greek word is more like buns or crackers. So five crackers and two sardines, tiny little pickled or dry fish. Okay? And Jesus says, bring that to me. It's as if Christ saying, invest whatever you have. I have given you time, talents, and treasures. All that you have today, whether it be time, resources, and money, I have given them to you. These are my resources. Invest my resources, which I have entrusted in you, to bring something miraculous in your life. I'm giving you the power. You need God's power. Surrender your power. How? By investing Jesus' money, Jesus' time, and Jesus' resources that are available in your life today. Now, friends, let's pause there. I wonder about this. Jesus can do all things. He could perform this miracle of feeding 20,000 people without taking the lunch from the little boy. Wouldn't you agree? Yes, he is the Lord. And yet, he gladly takes it. I'm like, Lord Jesus, come on now. Do you have to steal the boy's lunch? I think I'm missing the point. What Jesus is after is this. He wants you to experience God's power because you need God's power to overcome your challenges today. You need a miracle. And he says, give whatever I have given you. Let me use that, receive that, and multiply that by 20,000 times, as it were. Okay? On that day, 20,000 people, they were satisfied. When they were fed, the Greek word there is satisfied. It really means gorge, to gorge. They were not just filled. They were absolutely satisfied. They said, that was the best lunch ever. And we gorged ourselves with the heavenly buffet, you see. Okay? Now, let's use our imagination. They all went back home, 20,000 of them, and they told everyone in their lives, hey, we just experienced God's miracle. Jesus took the little boy's lunch, and he multiplied them and fed us all. Of the 20,000 people, one person stands out. It's as if the boy saying, yeah, I was there. 20,000 of us, we were fed, we were satisfied, but Jesus used my lunch. Jesus used my five crackers and two sardines. And for the rest of his life, I bet you, he put his trust in Jesus because he experienced the power of God, because he surrendered his power. How? By investing Jesus' resources, five crackers and sardines. Friends, that's all it takes. Jesus is not asking for much. He's asking for what? Five crackers and two sardines. Whatever you have, give it to me. Show me. Show me that you trust me. And I'm going to multiply exponentially whatever you give me, and I'm going to perform a miracle in your life and in the life of Mosaic House Church, for his glory and for the edification, for the blessing of the city Edmonton. Friends, the number 12, interesting information. When they were fed, they collected all the leftovers, right? And how many baskets were full or filled? 12. Interesting. Why does Mark write that information there? The number 12 takes a special attention in the Bible, as in, how many sons did Jacob have? 12. How many tribes there in Israel? 12. How many disciples did Jesus have? 12. And in the book of Revelation, in the last book, we get number 12 time after time. You know what the number signifies? The number 12 connotes this. Perfection of God's kingdom and his authority. Interesting. It's as if when you invest your resources, which I have given you, I'm going to bring about God's perfection in your life, and you'll experience exousia, the authority of Jesus Christ. And that's how we surrender our power, because we need God's power. Friends, let's bring it to our application, shall we? Okay? I believe this with all my heart. The principle here is this. Jesus does not need your ability, but he desires your availability. And that is a good thought. He does not need much from us. He certainly doesn't need our ability, but he does desire our availability, our partnership, so that we may experience his power and miracles in our lives. Friends, let me ask you, when Christ says, bring your availability, bring your five crackers and two sardines, what does that look like in your own context? Some of you are struggling financially, and you are saying, oh God, we need a miracle. We can't meet the ends meet, and we certainly can't. We don't see how we can give you offerings and tithes. And I wonder if Christ is saying, give me your five crackers. Bring two sardines on the altar of grace and watch me multiply them for your miracles. I want to meet your needs. Bring me your availability. Not your ability, your availability. For those of you who are struggling in your marriage, what does this look like that Christ wants you to bring five crackers and two sardines? Small things. As in, Lord Jesus, I'm going to give you my commitment. I'm going to fight for my marriage. I'm not going to give up. I have tiny little hope, but that's all you need. You give it to him. You give to him, and you wait on him to do miracles in your marriage. Single people, what does that look like? Christ wants you to bring five crackers and two sardines. I wonder if he is going to say to you, hey, don't look for the Mr. Right or Miss Right. You be the right person, as in, be content with me. Marry me, says Jesus. Find your identity. Find your security in me. Let me take care of you. You are a dumb sheep. Let me be your good shepherd. And when you become the right person in that context, then the right Mr. Right and Miss Right will appear, I believe. How about the needs of the city? You know, you might say, our block is filled with litters and trash and garbage and empty cans everywhere. And I don't have the time, I don't have the energy to pick them up. Well, give them what you can. Give the Lord Jesus what you can. Five crackers. As in, hey, we can't clean the whole block, but let me clean just one street, our street. In fact, at Mosaic House Church, one young family with two young children, they did that. And they collected six bags of trash. And I wonder if they sparked a movement, a miracle on their block. Interesting idea, don't you think? For some time at Mosaic House Church, we have been saying, hey, give hope. We call this Ding Dong Dash. You see someone in need of food or dinner. So you bring a dinner, say, hey, Victor, I'm going to Ding Dong Dash you. I'm going to drop this dinner plate on your porch, and I'm going to ding dong, and I'm going to dash. People have done that for me and for my family. Sometimes it was a pizza, sometimes it was a bubble tea, but friends, I got to tell you, we got inspired. Whenever we got ding dong dash, we got inspired, and guess what we did? That's right. We ding dong dash someone else, and I hope that someone else ding dong dash someone else, and that someone else ding dong dash someone else. You see, Jesus does not need our ability, but he desires our availability. All right. For the church, let me read this quote by Ed Stetzer. This is what he writes. For the church, okay? For such a time as this, he says, now is not the time for the church to be on pause. It's time for her to be on mission. The needs are great. People are hoping for, holding on to, or looking for some kind of security. They're asking the tough questions. They're asking for peace in their lives. They're asking for order in their lives. And the Church of Christ, we are on a mission more than ever before. The timing is ripe. The harvest is plentiful. We must rise and as the Church of Christ, give hope to the people. We're not on a pause. We're not simply waiting for the COVID-19 to disappear. We are on a mission right now. So we got to make a difference. Don't let us say we don't have the time. We don't have the resources. Let's make a difference. Give something, give Jesus something to work with. All right? Okay. Now, individually, for you, whether it be you are financially struggling, give your tithe and offering. It's not about the money. Jesus, listen. If you want to experience God's miracles in your hand, then you have to let go of the five crackers and sardines, two sardines in your hands. He cannot fill your hands with the heavenly buffet as long as you are holding on to mere five crackers and two sardines. Give them to the Lord. Give them to the Lord. So friends, I've given you all kinds of applications. Let's agree on this. Just do one thing this week. Jesus says, be doers of my word. Don't just listen to them, do them. Just one small application. Let me conclude. Before coming to Edmonton, my wife and I, we were feeling we don't have enough time. We don't have enough energy. We don't have enough people. We don't have enough money to do this church. So we simply gave Jesus what we had. We gave him our crackers and sardines. Lord Jesus, here we are. We don't have much ability, but what we have, our availability, we give it to you. And Jesus received that, and he exponentially multiplied what we have given him, his resources. And here we are at Mosaic House Church. People are coming to know Jesus Christ. Lives are being changed. We have a house church movement, and we are making a difference in our city, in our world. Remember this, friends. You need God's power. Surrender your power. Let's pray together. Let's pray. Father God, I believe in you. We believe in you. You are the God of miracles because you are powerful. And you are the God who was and who is to come. And you are here. And the power of the risen one, Jesus Christ, has been given to us. His authority we have received. The one who does impossible is reaching out to make us whole. Amen, amen, amen. Friends, I want to lead you in a time of prayer for those of you to whom Christ, the Holy Spirit, spoke. Make today your day. Make today your day. Say to Jesus, Lord Jesus, I need your power in my life. So I surrender my power. I need you as my God, as my good shepherd. Look after me. I'm your lost sheep. Find me. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And Father, I pray in the name of Christ. Make a difference in the lives of our loved ones, in the life of Mosaic House Church, and in the life of your city, Edmonton. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen.